Greetings, lovely listeners. I'm going to talk about the beginning of private sessions, even group readings, demonstrations, and how I believe, and this is just my belief, that it is okay to relax your client, to relax the group, to open up the space together with some words and meditation and peace, okay? Because let's face it, if you are a professional working medium out there, you know, if you know, you know, that a lot of times people, when they sit in front of us in the privates, in the groups, private sessions, group demonstrations, that's what I'm referring to when I say privates and groups, we know that they can be nervous. They can be scared. They absolutely don't know what to expect if they're a first-time attendee. Even if they've seen mediums work on TV, look, they are clueless. They just don't know. And I think it's our job to give them a peaceful, uplifting experience. And yes, that starts as soon as they sit in the chair in your private or your public dim situation and the session begins, the moment they sit down. So what I do in the beginning of sessions is when they log on the Zoom room or when I meet them in the lobby of my office or with a group reading, I always kind of say a few sentences to break the ice. Talk about the weather. Talk about something silly. These are icebreakers. Google them. Get you some. So you say a few icebreakers, and then when you're seated and ready, or in the Zoom room when the icebreaker is done, that's when you say, "Nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you. Here's my little intro. Well, it's nice to meet you, Stacy." I'm just picking a random name. "Stacy, I'm Jennifer, and I don't really even say my last name." I should say, "Well, I'm Jennifer. It's nice to meet you. I know we've never had a session before, but it's going to be wonderful and happy. Everything is positive and uplifting. It's never negative or sad or meant to scare you or bring you down. It's always loving, okay?" And then most of the time, listeners, I hear like a sigh of relief there, to be honest. But I tell them that right off the bat. And I say, "So we're really going to have a great time together. But before we get started, I need you to understand a few help. I need to share with you a few helpful tips to make sure that we have a smooth experience. First and foremost, know that I don't really control what I get. It's whatever the energy gives me. I may hear from spirit people a lot. I may kind of be drawn more to your soul and your energy and talk about your life a lot. I may talk about your life with what your spirit people are telling me about it, also known as the mediumistic drop-in. But whatever comes forward, it's what your conscious mind needs to hear today. And if it isn't necessarily about you, it could be for someone close to you that needs to hear it, because sometimes the message isn't always for us, right?" And then I go on with my tips and I say, "So, you know, I really don't control what I get, but it's always uplifting and soul evolving. I can't control what spirit people I get. You get who you get based on where you're at in life today in this moment and who's best to talk to you in this environment, whether it's the private session or the public group reading. Spirit knows best, okay? So just know you're going to get the person who can help you the most right now, okay? And there will be time for questions at the end. I'll ask that you don't feed me information. Just keep your answers short when I check in with you to ask if this information resonates that I get from spirit. So you can say yes, no, possibly, I don't know. Just don't really go on and feed me information. There'll be time at the end of the session for you to do that. And then last but not least, messages. Messages begin with the very first piece of evidence. Evidence that is given to me in a language that is of feeling, seeing in my mind and knowing. And sometimes I hear songs and tones of voices. Sometimes I smell, sometimes I taste. But essentially, the base is a see, feel, know language. So sometimes there's misinterpretations, but for the most part, that's how language works. And so the message begins with that first see, feel, know. And everything that I get in the time with your loved one in spirit, what they show me, give me, tell me, want me to know, want me to feel, wrap it up into a beautiful package. And at the end of the session, ask yourself, what was the theme in everything that Jennifer brought through for me today? Now, that's a lot for you to remember, I know, but I will also wrap it up very quickly for you at the end of our session. And then over the next few days, don't be surprised if you have a few aha moments and realize, oh, that is why Granddad talked about fixing his truck, or why, you know, Grandma talked about her son who caused her heartache. Ah, that makes sense now. So things will resonate even after this session, all right? Are you ready to begin? And they're going to say, yes. And I'll say, okay, well, we're going to relax a minute together. So if you're comfortable, close your eyes and clear your mind. And listeners, you do this too now. Me, the medium, I'm doing it with the client. I'm closing my eyes. I'm relaxing my mind. And I'm telling them to become aware of their breath and their breathing and bringing it to a nice, steady pace. And going within to feel that breath, becoming aware of that inner stillness and silence that is peaceful. And now is the time for you to say a prayer, say a mantra, or put an intention out there. And as you're doing this, Stacy, I'm also breathing and relaxing and just stilling my mind as well. And I'm expanding my awareness into the energy around us, to spirit, to you, and just seeing where we're going today and who we're going to start out with, maybe from spirit. And when you're ready, Stacy, open your eyes. We're going to get started. All right, Stacy. When I first expanded out and what I'm receiving, I do see a female here with me in spirit. As I greet her, I know that this woman had a pair of pearl stud earrings, and I know that she loved them because they were her mother's and that she would wear them every day. And this is the main, I know this was the main pair of earrings that she wore most of the time you saw her. And yada, yada, yada. And then I would go on to give a few more pieces and feel that pause. And then I'd ask Stacy if she resonated with her. Or I would not feel so much spirit present themselves with characteristics and personality, but I would feel awareness of Stacy and go into her life. And then the session takes off and I aim for 7-minute contacts. So let's talk about this beginning meditation that I was guiding Stacy through, right? It really helps center people. Y'all create this vibe, this energy together. You as a medium, I'm not going to say you need all the help you can get, but you want a neutral to positive emotional space to begin in. There is fear, there is nerves. I tell you what, nerves are a killer. I always tell my students that now. I say nerves kill. They are a killer and will kill the mediumship even more so than your fear. Fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough, fear of getting it right. Nerves are the worst. Which, I mean, those things trigger the feeling of the emotion of nervousness. But nerves are a downer to mediumship. Even though you may not be having those worries in your conscious mind, your heart is racing. You feel that heart come up your throat, that pounding. And if you know, you know, right? And so that beginning meditation is just as much for you as it is for the spirit person, for the client. And you know, there are some teachers out there that say, you don't need all that. You need to be professional. You need to sit. You need to say, hey, let's get going. Nice to meet you. All right, so let's get started. And these are my tips and off we go. That's great. But I'm going to tell you right now, the client is probably super overwhelmed. Even though I only shared like three or four tips, the client is overwhelmed. And they're so nervous, they can't even remember my tips. You know, so you do the meditation. You might be thinking, well, don't you want to meditate them before the tips? No, because the meditation is the gateway to open to spirit. So that comes after the tips. You know, they're not going to remember most of the tips. They're going to be so nervous. Meditation before, after, you know, it can't be before because you got to open up to spirit with it. And if it's after, you might think, well, they might not remember what you shared with them. It's true, but they're so nervous whether you do the meditation or not, they don't remember those tips anyway. They forget because they're nervous. So you have a lot of times nerves conquering. And I don't think we need to hold ourselves to these professional standards of, oh, you don't open up the space, don't meditate. You know what? I say you do you. Some of the most beautiful sessions I've had were when I went in person and the sensitive had a deck of cards out, candles lit, rose petals out. You know, and I had my shop and had all that stuff out for my retail space, or just stuff gathered for my moon circles I would host, the crystals and the stone. When I got all that stuff out, and usually spirit would let me know if the client would like that, you can kind of get a feeling, I'm guided to get my crystal stones and decks out for this client, light candles, or I think we're good with just chairs and the coffee table. But spirit will guide you to do that. But some of the most beautiful sessions I've ever been to was when the medium set up the space so beautifully. It doesn't have to be much, you know, just a deck, a candle, and a stone. It makes all the difference in the world. This is an experience we give people, and hopefully we're giving them an unexplainable, amazing, jaw-dropping one. So set the stage how you want is my point. You know, don't feel bad when someone says crystal stones don't have any power. They can relax you. And if you believe that they're relaxing you, then you're going to get relaxed, right? They may or may not have power. There's a lot of energy that backs this. And then some say they don't help. But you know what? You use them if they make you feel good. And then if you think they'll make the client feel good, right? Emotionally, just the visual aspect, okay? So you set the stage that you want. You give these people a beautiful feeling, you give them a clairsentient experience, right? And it's feeling, I think, with the energy and relaxing them in that meditation, going within, breathing, but also give them that relaxing metaphysical experience with the visuals and the physical world, right? And I think that you should do you. And I think if you wanted to do a meditation, this is not long. It's like 2 or 3 minutes. It'll feel like eternity to the sitter, but it's not that long, but it feels great. And I feel it helps. That's just how I choose to run things. So you do you. If you're a professional working out there, you have your space. You are the boss. You are in control. You do you. And you will find when you align with that authentic essence and you present it with what you want to give in your sessions to people and provide, you'll find that your sessions go a lot smoother and a lot better, and you get more and you attract more. It's a snowball effect. And I think that will serve you very well. I really, really do. So I hope, and even with a group, let me throw this in and then I'll wrap up the podcast. And with a whole group, y'all in Galveston, I watch my students, even myself, will have anywhere from, 10 to 50 people there sometimes, usually somewhat in between. Every time my mediums get up there, they relax the crowd. They say, I invite you to take a deep breath with me, breathe in and out. And then some keep them there a little bit longer. I know I do. It's okay to do this with the group, okay? Not just a private session. So I hope that this helps you listeners out there who may be wondering what you want to provide to people, okay? You do you. You do you. I know I've said that so much on this podcast, but I'm going to say it a lot more because it's so important, this authentic way of being for us mediums. That authenticity is the gateway to success. It's also, you know, what we worked so hard in, what we worked so hard on, not even knowing so, when we developed the shedding of the junk to allow the soul to be free and come into that authentic way of being. You worked so hard to get here. Why not use that authenticity and share it with others, okay? So if that means a beginning meditation before you turn on as a medium, then do it. Until next time, listeners, bye-bye.